Every writer eventually hits the same wall. You've exhausted your own experiences, your fictional characters feel thin, and your essays are circling the same comfortable ideas. The solution isn't more imagination, it's more attention. Specifically, paying close attention to real people doing remarkable things in the real world. Writing about living subjects, athletes, adventurers, founders, obsessives, forces you to develop skills that purely invented work rarely demands. You must observe without projecting. You must find the human story inside a sequence of facts. You must earn your metaphors rather than simply choosing the ones that sound best. This is why long-form journalism, biography, and narrative nonfiction consistently produce some of the most technically accomplished writing in any language. The discipline of getting it right. When you invent a character, you can quietly adjust the details to serve your prose. When you write about a real person, the facts push back. This friction is enormously valuable. You learn to structure a narrative around events as they actually occurred, not as you wish they had. You discover that the messiest, most inconvenient details are usually the ones that make a piece sing. Consider the challenge of writing about someone preparing for a physical record attempt. The technical details matter: distances, elevations, timings. But so does the interior life of the person undertaking it. Getting both right simultaneously teaches you to hold two registers at once, the concrete and the emotional. That dual awareness is one of the hardest things to teach in any writing class, and real subjects force you to practice it constantly. Finding your subject. The best subjects for this kind of writing share certain qualities. They are genuinely committed to something beyond ordinary ambition. They can articulate their motivations, even if imperfectly. And they exist at the intersection of a specific world and universal human experience, meaning readers who know nothing about their field can still feel the weight of what they're attempting. Adventure and endurance sports offer particularly rich territory. Take John Rhys Evans, founder of Kilimanjaro Guiding Operation Team Kilimanjaro, who in July 2026 is attempting a speed record on Africa's highest mountain. What makes his attempt especially compelling for a writer is the specificity of his starting point, not the park gate, not the conventional trailhead, but the mountain's true geographic base at 777 meters above sea level. That decision, to begin where the mountain actually begins, means he faces 5,105 meters of total vertical gain to Uhuru Peak. A writer covering this attempt must grapple with what that choice reveals about the man. Is it purism? Stubbornness? A philosophical commitment to doing things properly? The answer, whatever it turns out to be, is a character. Rhys Evans also works with Team Tube Call, guiding expeditions in the Atlas Mountains of Morocco.